Someone told you knee pain is just getting older? They were wrong. The Joint Relief Institute offers fast joint pain relief covered by Medicare. Call 708-888-0000, as in zero pain.
Time to check on your money. Senior wealth advisor and market strategist for Murphy and Sylvester, Paul Nolte, joining us now. Paul, good morning. Can you explain why the future of software has been making investors so nervous lately?
No, it's a tough one. We've gone from AI to AI aiding software and software development to AI basically replacing software. So it's now not so much how much help do I get from AI. It's now, is AI going to eat the software industry? And that's part of the reason why some of those stocks have taken it on the chin here over the last couple of weeks or so. And why the general tech sector has been a little bit soft now for the last couple months. Investors are kind of questioning how pervasive AI is going to be, who the winners and losers are going to be, at what cost, and how profitable will they be. And there's still a lot of big questions that probably won't get answered for a couple of years yet.
More volatility in the market in this coming week or so? What do you think?
I think so. I mean, we've got a ton of economic data, some of it postponed because of the temporary government shutdown. We get retail sales today. We'll get inflation data. We'll get the unemployment rate this week. So we'll have plenty of economic data. We also still have earnings season going on. So there's a lot for investors to focus on and ignore and react to.
So far, earnings are coming in pretty good, aren't they? Coming in at a high level.
Yeah, pretty good, but the reaction to those earnings has been a little bit more suspect. Usually when you see earnings coming in above expectations, you get what they call a beat, and that pace is in line with what we've seen historically. A lot of the stocks are not reacting the way they have historically, meaning that when a company reports earnings and it comes in really good, you expect a pop from the stock. We're not getting that. We're getting a very muted response. And heaven forbid you miss, you're getting whacked pretty good.
Yeah, I saw an item about job searches. Let's see. Now they last an average of 6 months. That's high. That's not good.
No, it is. It is high. But again, it's what we're seeing in the marketplace and what we're seeing in general. The jobs market, and we'll get a good reading on it later this week, it, in our mind, remains in pretty good shape. So, you know, when we look at the weekly jobless claims numbers, they're in line with historical norms. The unemployment rate is still historically at the low end of its range. So there are some cracks in it. Certainly the layoffs from Amazon and some of the others are concerning. But what happens in those cases is Amazon lays off people and it moves to the second or third tier tech companies. They absorb those people that are getting laid off from Amazon. So overall, there is some shifting in the job market, but not a lot at this point.
When we get some new retail sales numbers and numbers on restaurant income and so forth, I think all of that has to be affected adversely by the really rough weather in most of the country these last couple of weeks, don't you think?
I would think so. Certainly, you know, if anybody was, hanging out north of the Mason-Dixon line, and even some of those south, to go out in zero-degree weather to enjoy a meal or a movie or something like that, I think most people stayed on their own couch and flipped through and maybe forced somebody to deliver food. But in general, what you saw, what we are expecting at least, is some backing off of those retail sales. And certainly as people go out for food, and a lot of that would be weather-related, that's starting to ease now. So we should see, for the month of February at least, when we get those numbers in March, a little bit of a snapback from January's rough numbers.
You guys still in love with the small stocks?
Yeah, we do. We like them. They've gotten a little bit more expensive, certainly as the market for small stocks has gone up. The valuations are getting a little bit higher. still relatively cheap compared to everything else, but I think there's still some room to go on that. One of the things to keep an eye on is, historically at least, small stocks tend to do well when the Fed is cutting interest rates. We've seen some Fed cuts. There's talk about more. We'll see if that actually comes to pass, maybe later this year. So we think the runway is still pretty good for small stocks, especially compared to large stocks, which are very expensive in our work right now.
And then before we let you go, what's going on with the bond market? I know in your newsletter you you wrote about a shift in the tenor there. What's going on?
We're seeing a little bit. Interest rates are ticking up very gradually. We're seeing a little bit more steepness in the yield curve, which means the 2 years or 2 year yields are kind of nailed down to the floor because of the Fed. But the 10-year is kind of inching a little bit higher, so the difference between the 10 and the 2 is getting a little bit higher as well. So that steepness in the yield curve is something that we're looking at. We also noticed, too, that the Federal Reserve is now increasing the size of their balance sheet, and that is pushing some money out into the markets in general. And I think that's got some of the bond investors worried a little bit that, again, easy monetary policy, maybe not a good thing when the economy is growing at 3% or more year over year.
So your mantra is diversify your portfolio, right?
Other than the last couple of years, it tends to work very, very well. It is working extremely well so far this year, and we think that is going to be the mantra for the next few years.
Paul Nolte, Murphy and Silvest, we'll check on next week's mantra at this time on Tuesday. Thank you, Paul.
Buy low, sell high.
There you go. News on the hour.